Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt, president of DSI, Development Specialist Incorporated. Put a .biz on the end of DSI, and you'll find Bill's website and all the things that he does. You've heard him talk a little bit about some of the things he's working on. And, Bill, I know you have a lot of great content there on your website that folks can read. Folks, I encourage you to check it out and see what he's got going on. Bill, thanks again for being part of our day. Bill, as I've told the audience, and as you've allowed me to do, you're a Democrat political operative. You've got your fingers in the Democrat Party in terms of some of the things that are going on there. I know that you are close to the Clinton folks and the Clintons themselves. So I'd like to get your opinion on the NBC and the CNN plans to create movies. One is a miniseries, I think, and one is a movie on Hillary in the next year or so. What do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, the only mistake I see in these was allowing you to play a prominent role as a star. I thought that putting you in the Hillary miniseries was probably, you know, miscasting at its best. So
And you'll be glad to know they're rethinking that, Bill.
I don't think you look anything like Monica Lewinsky, so I just want to warn you about that going in.
I think they're rethinking that plan. Go ahead.
You know, I everybody asked me if she's running in 2016, and I'll give you a simple answer. Really smart people don't know if they're running yet in 2016, but at the level that you have to operate at a presidential campaign, you've got to staff up as if you are. We have an old saying in Washington, staff makes the member. You know, when you staff up, you run the kind of campaign, if you want to call it that Hillary is, where she doesn't miss a step, and that, you know, she is looking every bit presidential, and her events are flawless. When you don't have a staff, and you think you're running for president, like Jeb Bush, who I think is a marvelous politician, you stand in front of the Christian conservatives and say the reason immigrants should come in is they're more fertile. Okay, that's staff, Jim.
Yeah,
that's staff.
I agree with that. So, that's lack of staff. That's
well,
lack
yes,
of staff.
And at some point you can't decide. You
well,
know,
that's
I'm
like
run.
that's like an old farmer one time said a good bull is 50% of your herd, a bad bull is 100% of your herd.
You got it. And so, you know, if you're what Hillary has done is, I don't know that she's going to run or not. I'm not putting you on when I say that, but I know that she's staffed up and she's ready to go. If at some point she takes a long look at this, and she will, and not for a while yet, and decides this isn't my time, she'll do it soon enough to let her staff matriculate to other people.
Right.
On the other hand, if you're Jeb Bush and you decide this is what I want to do, it's getting late in the game to staff up, and you've already given a history of gaffes because you weren't well-staffed. If you're going to approach this, approach it seriously. And so I point that out to everybody. So I don't know whether she's going to run. But it's not a question of whether she's going to decide to run. It's a question of whether she's going to decide not to run. And that's the same for all of them. At some point, they have to take a deep breath and realize this is the next 10 years of your life, 2 years of campaigning, and hopefully, you know, 8 years of service if you get reelected. That's a 10-year commitment, Jim. You and I faced with that same 10-year commitment.
Plus the fact that, if I'm not mistaken, Hillary is, what, 65, 66?
No, Hillary is just about to be 68.
68?
Yeah.
So that means she would take
67,
office.
67.
She would
67.
Take office at 70 or 71. Older than Nixon.
Yeah,
I mean Reagan. Older than Reagan.
No. I might have screwed that up. I think I was giving you Bill's age. Her birthday is in October. I think she turns 66. Maybe
that's what I was thinking.
But
she's going to be 70 when she takes office,
69,
and then
I believe.
That means she's going to be running the campaigns at that age, and then president potentially well into her 70s. The question is, does anybody want to do that? You know, that's
I don't know. I mean, Reagan was 71.
McCain would have been
72.
I've got to get you on the record. Do you think CNN and NBC should do those documentaries?
Sure, why not? It's all about content, isn't it? It's their entertainment divisions, basically.
Whatever.
They're just trying to sell newspapers.
That's what they say, but Chuck Todd with NBC doesn't agree with that.
Well, you know, he should write his congressman.
He's on the news side.
He should write his congressman.
So you think if she does it, what are the chances that it's good for her, and what are the chances that they could backfire on her?
They're good for both, but I also will tell you, I think there's so much going on, whether it's Anthony Weiner, whether it's Jeb Bush's comments, all of this stuff is in a silly, slow season, all of this stuff gets focused on. By the time the actual stuff comes around, it'll all be long in the past and joked about.
Very interesting. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim, and my best to your listeners.
We enjoyed having you here. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.